Welcome to the MS Daily Podcast. This is episode 253. Do not, I repeat, do not confuse learning with failing. While you are working through your weight loss process, you are going to have many days, many instances where things don't go the way that you want them to. And you're going to try to do new things. You're going to test some new things out. And when it takes, at the very least, weeks to get into the routine with those things, you're going to have a natural inkling to feel like you're messing this up, you're not doing as well as you should be, and that this should be further along. This process of you figuring out how to fit something into your day-to-day life is one of, if not the most important part of your weight loss journey. And if you can start looking at what other people are considering failing and just realize, I'm learning, I'm figuring this out. This isn't some kind of mental voodoo to make, there's never really any mistakes. It's really just to get you to focus on the fact that it takes trial and error to really get this stuff down. And anyone that actually just starts from day one and automatically is able to fit into a particular program and it seems like it's effortless, there's one of two things going on. This person has been very, very disciplined, has learned the discipline somewhere else, has learned the habits and routines around health and fitness, and they literally can flip the switch on. So any of your ex-athletes, anybody that's been in the military, anybody that has had to develop discipline in their life around something else and really has had to make health and fitness a priority in some way, shape, or form, they've got a leg up on this. Doesn't mean that every person that's in that situation is able to do it in the situation they're in now, but they've at least had some experience doing it before. The second type of person is someone that is following a plan and life hasn't really tripped them up yet. The problem when you're following a rigid plan to the T is that you're just doing it. It's just surface level. There's nothing that's really teaching you when this situation comes up, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to make this choice because the choices can be different at different times. And sometimes you're going to make a choice that looks like it's the optimal best thing to do. Other times you're going to make a choice that compared to that plan might seem like an absolute garbage choice to make. But given where your mind was that day or what you were doing or however, you just decided to do something less than optimal, which is absolutely fine. Because again, whatever it is that you're doing from a program standpoint has to fit within the context of your life. Not the other way around. We do not try to cram our lives into fitness programs. And the reason that we don't do that is because life does not care. At some point, your life is going to start throwing you curveballs, and that well-written, snappy program that you're trying to follow and have been following to the T is not going to work. Doesn't matter how much willpower you think you have. Willpower is very, very overrated when it comes to fitness. It's all about developing habits and routines and getting to where this stuff is pretty much automatic at times. So willpower does not matter. What you have to do is you're trying to fit tools into your life. Look at everything you're doing as a tool. That having a gym membership and going to the gym regularly, that's a tool. You're trying to figure out how to fit a regular gym routine into your life. What's the commute like? What's the busy times to go? Because there's going to be, I've tried different going to the gym at different times. And there's some times where it's too crowded and I can't really use the stuff that I would want to use and the time that I want to use it. For me, when I go to the gym, it's time that I'm using to organize my thoughts. It's time to get my workout in. But I also want to get in and out. And there's certain times where I really can't do that. And there's times when I go at my normal, when I normally go, and that doesn't happen. But I don't look at myself as being a failure because of that. I was like, well, I was busy or something else happened. And I continue to remind myself that fitness in general is a very, very long-term thing. It just is. And there's just everything is a tool. And while you're trying to fit something in, you have to give yourself, you have to be patient with yourself, just because maybe you started something and were really, really successful, and then you backed off of it for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that you failed. It means that you're still trying to figure out whether or not, one, that's something that can fit into your life regularly, and two, you're trying to figure out how to do it. But there isn't anybody that's going to try to do anything, whether it's, you know, from the start, whether it's going to the gym, or whether it's doing intermittent fasting, or whether it's doing yoga before bed, and that's going to be able to get it right off the bat. And it's very rare. And if it does happen, it's usually not going to be the best thing, because, okay, maybe they got off to a great start and for 6 months everything was perfect, but then life got hectic. And then for the next two, they weren't able to really get to it. Now, if you've been doing something for 6 months and life has gotten into the way and you haven't been able to do it for the last two, but you really haven't had to step back and look at why, you know, how and when and why you can fit this into your life. If you've just been able to do it and all of a sudden you can't, you're going to feel like a failure. You're not a failure. You're just figuring this stuff out. And it does take at least weeks to start getting into a regular rhythm. And it may take months before it becomes automatic. So again, you are working through a process. Right now, you may be going through trying to lose weight. So you're figuring out how to do this stuff now. By going through what you're going through, you know, on a day-to-day basis or almost daily with exercise and following your eating plan as best as you can, you're laying a foundation right now. None of us are being graded on our weight loss journey. None of us are being graded on how long this takes. This is not a race. Because the whole weight loss process is just going to take a few years, depending on where you are right now when you started. Then you're going to work through the process, and then you're going to have these habits and skills to carry with you for the rest of your life so you can maintain it. You will get there. There's no need to beat yourself up about it if something you've tried and saw some success with hasn't been available, you know, like for whatever reason for a period of time. And I get it. I mean, most people listening to this, you're probably in, you know, you've been in trying to lose weight for years. And you felt like a failure for years at various points. You may not have felt like a failure the entire time, but typically when something jumps up at you like this and really, you know, hampers what you're trying to do, you can very easily take it as a shot to yourself. And that it's something that you're failing at. And that's not the case. You've just looked at this entire process wrong for your entire adult life. Don't feel bad. The vast majority of people are going to continue to look at it that way for the rest of their life. How sad is that? If you're somebody that's within the weight loss community and you've been jumping from program to program, there isn't a single program out there by itself that is going to take you off the diet roller coaster. You have to get to the point where you're going to say, you know what, enough. What is something I can do for the rest of my life? Does not matter what any article says. Doesn't matter what any social media post or blog post. Doesn't matter what any of that says. Anything or anyone says. Is it something that you can do for the rest of your life? Because if it is, you'll be successful. If it's not, you're going to be jumping from program to program. You may not jump right away. You may get so frustrated and burn out that you're like, screw this, I'm not doing this anymore. But then you'll come back and you'll start dieting again. So instead of getting frustrated and burnt out and jumping from program to program, take a deep breath. And just remember, you're learning. You're building your own process. There's some fancy products, programs out there. There's all kinds of stuff for you that you can waste money on. And it's all wasting money if you don't have if you're not laying the foundation first. The foundation is that you are taking action to the best of your ability consistently so that you can build habits that are going to stack on routines, and then you're going to have the type of relationship with eating and exercise that you'll be wanting to do this stuff for the rest of your life. And you're going to have the mental space to not worry about trying to lose weight. Because you're going to lose the weight. And then after you lose the weight, you're just going to be doing the same stuff. Those thoughts are always going to be there. You're always going to feel like you need to lose more. you're always going to feel like, you know, you need to obsess over calories or obsess over macros or whatever. But you will, once you have the habits and skills, you're going to have an alternate option. So you can pull yourself, when you have the awareness, you can actually pull yourself out of the situation and say, okay, am I going to get really upset about this? Am I going to feel like I'm failing? Or am I going to override and just tell myself, you know what? I'm just working through this. And as far as the daily reminder, and for now, if you tell me that, hey, you know, I want the daily reminder as a freestanding podcast, as an independent episode, cool. I will absolutely create those again, and I will put those out for you. But as of right now, I'm just going to include them in with the MS Dailies. So for Sunday, which is the day it is if you're listening to this when it comes out, Sunday is all about preparing for the new week. Look back at the week that was. Set yourself some minimum daily actions that'll tie into weekly goals for this week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look at the goal setting framework on the website. That's yourlevelfitness.com/framework. Get prepared for the week and get ready to execute. Monday through Friday, you execute. And then Saturday, you're looking back at the week that was. Sunday, you're starting to put your goals and together for the week around the stuff that you can control. And you're getting yourself prepared for to be able to execute that stuff. So anything you can prepare ahead of time, you do it today. So, yeah. Let me know what this week is going to look like for you. What kind of prepping and preparing have you been doing? As far as not feeling like a failure and just going through the learning process of habit development, let me know where you're at with that. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm at Your Level Fitness. You can also email me. That is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.